This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That will lead us into a conversation about hockey, and I don't want to be the rain cloud today. I want to be optimistic, John. They trade Tarasenko to free up the cap space. They're sitting on about $17 million after bringing back Patrick Kane. There is space to sign a free agent and trade for an impact player. They could sign two. They could trade for two. The point is they have the cap space to make today the day for the Red Wings to step out of this mediocrity and into the lights, into competitive hockey, back into playoff caliber hockey. What is the move you want to see them make today? Could be trade, could be free agent. Give us who's on the wish list for Hockey Town. 248-539-9797.
I would love to see them make two moves. And it doesn't have to happen at 12:01. That would be ideal, especially for Carson Anderson. But they need to make two moves. They've already added a goalie. Who's an upgrade? I think we've all admitted that, and it's, and hopefully we get the best of version of Gibson, and we get a healthy version of Gibson. That's what we all want to see. Now, I would love to see them add somebody in the top six up front, and I would love to see them add somebody on defense. So it needs to be two moves, and maybe there's one free agent move, there's one trade. I think it's unlikely we see two trades. But because I'm not going to rule anything out.
Because you got to give to get, and there's only so much you can give to, well, get high-impact guys, plural.
They have a lot that they could give, but I think prying those out of the clutches of one Steve Yzerman is not going to be easy. And I love the fact that he loves his picks because he picked them for a reason.
Guys, let's make today the day. Give us the wish list. Give us the plan. How the Red Wings win the day today, day one of NHL free agency. How do we sing that song all day long? John, I think it's clear that free agency is drying up. The Florida Panther trio somehow, some way is going to stay down in South Beach. Mm-hmm. Mitch Marner's going to Vegas. The names, there's only a handful of them. But the biggest one left to me is on the blue line. It's Gavrikov, defenseman from the LA Kings.
Yep.
He plays with grit. He's very responsible on defense. He makes this team tougher to play against. He lets them play a more playoff brand of hockey. And that matters late in the regular season. And as Yzerman has said, they don't want to be a team that just gets in and gets swept. He's a guy that makes a lot of sense. He's still in his 20s. The Athletic estimates it's going to cost $7.8 million to get him. Now, I think that's light given that there aren't a lot of names. Go up to $8.5 million, and that cuts your space in half. Mm-hmm. Now, you go out and trade for Jason Robertson, who is still out there. Dallas is staring down the cap situation. That would be a 1-2 punch that Yzerman can make today that vaults this team. They've upgraded their top line, their top pair, and their top goaltender. That's a comprehensive offseason for Steve Yzerman.
And as I understand it, Dallas going into today, as it stands right now, they've only got like, what, a million or million and a half in cap space?
Yeah, I know Tom was perusing their cap chart earlier. They are really tight right now.
So you look at those teams and you say, okay, well, how can I help you?
I'll alleviate that.
Help me help you.
Of course. Iserman's just here to help, lend a helping hand.
So that takes care of both levels.
Everything
that I talked about. And then you come out of free agency, you come out of trades, you come out of the draft, you come out of this, and we talked about it on Friday. You come out of this 4 or 5 day stretch having added a goalie, adding a defenseman, and adding a forward. That to me would be a huge win for the Red Wings and for the fan base. It gives you something to be excited about. Now it's a matter of, okay, how can Todd McClellan, when he has an entire year, an entire offseason, entire training camp, what's his influence on this team? He's a no-nonsense guy.
Yep.
How does he influence this team so that they don't get to March, even with these players, and have that dip?
But I would emphasize, I think it's two players, because if you trade away Tarasenko for future considerations, it's a dump. Why do you need all of that money? It can't be for one player. They already had the money for any single player in free agency. I mean, they had the money to sign Marner if he would have picked us. They didn't need to trade Tarasenko unless there's not one move coming, John, but two.
Unless it's a really big one move.
Oh, you're...
I'm just feeding into some of the
Jesus
ridiculous.
Is on his way,
yes,
baby.
Yes,
hockey
yes.
Savior is going to be here by noon.
Yeah. If that happens, I think Costa is going to be the one that is streaking down Woodward, just holding his Red Wings fan flag.
Flag firmly in hand?
Yes. Yes.
I'd look.
Hopefully.
You're going to say, not windy, right?
248-539-9797 brings a whole new meaning to fly in the car flags. Mm-hmm. Let's get to Joe and Howell. What's up?
Morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, my wish list, obviously, I think Gavrikov is he's got to be number one on almost everybody's list. We need to shore up our top four defensemen. I wouldn't mind seeing Brock Boeser if we could try and make a play for him. I think that's some depth scoring that we need. And also some of the rumors I've seen about Marco Rossi in Minnesota might be willing to deal him. He's got connections to Marco Kasper. He's got some upside with goal scoring. I think that would help our depth too if he'd be willing. You know, we could upgrade our third line.
I think he, if I read correctly, wants to play on the top two lines. But you find a way to make it work if that's the player that you know Iserman covets. So he brought up Brock Boeser for Vancouver. I mean, there's a world where they go free agency for the forward and trade for the defenseman. If Gavrikov goes to the Rangers. Mm-hmm. The reports are Detroit's in on Keandre Miller, 6'5 defenseman from the Rangers. So there's a world where, you know, I said Gavrikov in free agency, Robertson via trade. You just do it the opposite way. You trade for the defender and you sign the free agent. I mean, both are on the table for Iserman today. Texter says trade for Robertson and trade for Keandre Miller from the Rangers. Matt in West Palm Beach.
As you go defense.
Well, no, trade for Robertson and Miller.
Oh, forward, yes. Sorry.
Yes.
Forward,
so, yes. But it's two trades. Trade for Kyle Connor on the ticket text. That's the guy. High impact scorer, the best way to do it. You can add a top six D-man as well, but that's not as important as high-end scoring, signed Sam in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, I mean, I do think they have the opportunity to add one in free agency, add one in trade. I don't think that they go two trades. We'd all love to see it. But then again, how much are you willing to give up of these prized picks that that Steve Yzerman has put together.
Yeah. Kyle Connor played with Larkin in college, 40-goal scorer, has had some playoff moments. He has 1 year left on his deal. If he at all wants to come home, we can queue up Skyler Gray. We can try to make that trade happen. But I don't think the team that won the President's Trophy in Winnipeg is going to be in a hurry to trade their number one goal scorer.
Probably not.
In the case of Dallas, you go, why would they move on for Jason Robertson? Well, they added Mikko Rantanen. And they have a very real cap crunch going on in Dallas. Yes. Steve has the connection with Jim Nill. They both came up through the Red Wings organization. And Robertson is no consolation prize. Multiple 40-goal seasons. And he's not one of these guys who won't back check. He gets Selke votes most years, or some years. He'd be a piece that helps him on the top line. And it would be one of two big moves they could make today. Texter says the best way to fix the Wings is Gavrikov. helps us out on defense. Then trade for Jack McBain, an RFA from Utah who gives us some depth scoring, decent on faceoffs, physical as hell, and only 25 years old. You could flip Berggren in a draft pick, get it done, Aaron, in Ann Arbor.
See, and if they're only making one move and you go free agency with Gavrikov, then you're not giving up any of those, you know, and I say it somewhat in jest, prize picks.
Call effing Edmonton, Connor McJesus. I don't care at this point, Mike, at U of M.
Sure, make the call, but be willing to have it not answered or be hung up on.
Texter says, you guys are making me too optimistic. Steve will not overpay or give long term. We'll get nothing. We'll not make the playoffs, and we'll have the same conversation next year. Sad but true. We could do that radio tomorrow. I want to at least lay out what could happen today. They've positioned themselves to do it. Just go do it.
Yeah. And that it's going to be a matter of they have the cap space. They've got all the capital that they would need in terms of making the trade. So why do you make that move unless you're just, hey, Tarasenko, we don't want you anymore. We just need to find a home. I think that they made that move to clear up the 4.5. And it's amazing that they were able, I don't say amazing. It was good that they were able to do that and not have to give up a sweetener along with it. Hey, here's a second. Here's a first.
Yeah, you don't get the laser beam meme for dumping a body. But today's the day that we should see the Iser beams. We should see him pulling off those moves today. 248-539-9797. Texter wants to know, didn't Heather have a dream about Jim's car flag?
Oh, no.
Signed Scott in Carlton.
No.
No, just Jim.
No.
Today would be a great day to be reintroduced to Steve Iserbeam. Get the red eye memes out. Today's the day for it. $17 million in cap space after dumping Tarasenko, and that's after bringing back Patrick Kane. There's enough cash for two impact players today, and we want to know who's on that wish list. Who generates that reaction? The Iserman red eye memes all over social media because Steve's making moves. What does he need to do today? 248-539-9797.
So let's work back just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
17.5 in cap space. How much do they need to save for a rainy day? An injury, something unpredictable.
I mean, not much.
A couple million?
Sure.
Okay.
So let's say you're working with 15.
All right. Can you get both of these? Both if you do Gavrikov and Robertson, can you fit them both
would be about,
under 15?
They're about 8 each, which is why if you bought out Justin Hall, you'd be right there.
Uh-huh.
But this is all within, like, you can find a way to shave $1 million to get a deal done if you really want to.
So, I mean, that's why I'm asking that question, because, yes, you and I both, I think, are on the same page. You go out there and you sign Gavrikov. You trade for Robertson.
And we party all night.
We would
we get
be partying all night.
Out
but
and we walk around.
Is it something that you think Steve Iserman financially will be able to do?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's able to do it. Will he do it is a fair question. But
how much do you need to leave in the rainy day fund?
You don't.
Okay. Do you think every team going into the season is going to be right up against the cap?
No, you don't. Okay, but then there's other avenues here. Okay, because we are not the show that says you have to do what we say or else. We're simply looking for ways for our teams to get better. And I think if you find yourself, hey, we can't wrestle them away from Dallas, or we aren't going to win the bidding war for Gavrikov because he's going to pick the Rangers. Everybody's connecting those dots. Fine. You're in on Keandre Miller, 6'5 blue liner from the Rangers. You end up wrestling him out of New York. That's your blue line upgrade. And now you throw money at Brock Besser in free agency for the Vancouver Canucks. He scored 40 goals 2 years ago. Fits the timeline of this hockey team. It's going to cost less than the first scenario.
So
there are ways to add
plan A and plan B.
Sure, and you throw plan C out there too. I mean, the ticket texters are flooding us with names. 248-539-9797 says Ehlers from Winnipeg.
Yeah.
29, Jets. Skillful player. He could be a top line guy for this hockey team. Great complimentary piece, has postseason experience. The texter says Ehlers paired with Keandre Miller would be a quality day today for Yzerman. That's Shane and Ypsilanti.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, plan B could be, plan B could be, you know, Miller on defense and one of Bowser or Ehlers.
Yeah. There's two forwards considered to be top free agents available today. They actually made it to market. Take your pick. One shoots right-handed, one shoots left-handed.
Right.
They're going to cost, people estimate, right around the same bucks. Yeah. So, I mean, this is who's available, who do you prefer, who can you land? But there's a way to address the top forward spots and your blue line, and you got your goalie, and that's an offseason worth praising. That's one that actually does legitimately get Yzerman some credit. As opposed to sitting on your hands, leaning on development.
If they make two moves, they make a move at every level. They've already done the goalie.
Yeah.
Do you think we would hear? We might hear it from Todd McClellan. I think he is a little bit more straight, more of a straight shooter. Not that Steve Yzerman is not, but we've always asked the question: do you expect to be a playoff team? Do you think we'll get those expectations from the front office or from the coaching staff? Will they actually say those words? Yes, we expect to be a playoff team this year.
If it's two high impact moves, yes. And definitely from McClellan.
I agree. I think we'll hear it from McClellan.
McClellan also coached Gavrikov in LA. So that could be a fun piece for him to add. If he thought, hey, I coached here for less than a season and I saw we needed to be tougher, so I went out and pounded the table to get a guy who I can put in big situations. Yeah. 248-539-9797. Texter says Robertson, Besser, Lindgren. Not amazing, realistic. Give me all three of them.
Oh, three moves.
So Lindgren's another defenseman. Played for the Rangers, was traded to Colorado, left side guy. What else? Get a blue liner from the Kings or the Miller kid from the Rangers, then get Robertson for Dallas. That would be top tier. Yeah, a lot of people are circling that as the dream scenario. This one points out McDavid is a free agent next year, John. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that.
Yeah. What, so you're not going to spend this year so you can overspend next year?
There's always next year.
How do you feel about that? Do you think he'll get the deal done this summer? Because that is if it doesn't get done this summer, that is a looming, humongous story in development.
I think it gets done. I don't think he's looking to get out.
I've heard there's a little consideration because he doesn't feel like he has a support.
So he was asked about it after the Stanley Cup, and he said that if he felt like this was a place that they could win for a while, there was unfinished business. He wanted to stay. And then he followed it up with, that being said, words you don't want to hear if you're an Oilers fan, that being said, I have to do what's right for me and my family. Look, he's the best player on planet Earth. There's a giant gap. He needs to win a Stanley Cup. Edmonton's played for two Stanley Cups. They need to retool some stuff. I would guess he stays in Edmonton, it's not a sure thing.
I mean, we're 3 months away from the season starting here, you know, almost.
But the question will be, does he play it out? Does he get extended in the next month here.
Does he
kind of hold their feet to the fire and say, I'm going to see, can you guys put a better team around me? And if so, I will happily sign away my rights for 8 more years, the rest of my prime. But if you don't, then they risk losing him for nothing. They risk a Marner situation.
They can't do that.
Right.
That's the Gretzky part of this all over again. That can't happen. That's why I think this summer a contract's got to get done. I mean, you just rarely see extensions happen in season anymore, especially big name people. Once they start that clock on their last season. I mean, Aaron Judge did it in baseball.
Yeah.
How about the other path? Did you see that text?
What was the other path? Oh, yeah, I should read that one. Hang on.
You got it? I got it if you don't.
Go ahead and read it. It's about tanking.
Yeah. Don't overpay these guys.
Yeah, don't pay for these middle free agents or trade the farm for players just to hope to make the playoffs. Makes no sense. Tank for McKenna.
Yeah, so there's a generational stud coming out that has the comp to Patrick Kane and Kucherov.
Do you know where he's going to play next season?
I know he played for Medicine Hat, which might be the best named city in Canada.
He's debating between playing his college hockey at Penn State or Michigan State. He was just on the campus at MSU the other day.
Him and what's-his-face? I can't... the goalie. Jeez.
Augustine.
Yeah,
they can bond. It'll be beautiful.
They can come together.
248-539-9797.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.